Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 1, we were taught that as Paul was called from his mother's womb, all of us are called from our mother's womb. Let's continue with that part today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Oh, I'm so thankful that Christ became accountable for my sin. And as a result, he became the propitiation, the complete, full payment and satisfaction of my sin. Oh, if we could just make people understand their sinfulness, so that they too may see the need to come to Jesus Christ for salvation, as well as for the issues of this life. Oh, what a difference that would make. It'd make a great difference for so many. My friend, if you're not sure you're saved today, I hope that you'll come to Him. I hope that you'll come to Him. Now, much of the weakness of today's Christianity lies in the lack of a sense of divine mission on the part of both we pastors and those who occupy the seats, or the laymen, if you wish to say it. So that leads us into verse 15. It says, "But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace." I like that. He called me by His grace. That's really great. But when it pleased God, when it pleased God, this is not a Calvinistic thing. It is grace, pure and simple. If you see it as Calvinistic, you miss so much of the grace of the act of God. You see, it is after salvation that He is used of God to show what God can do with even the chief of sinners. So again, don't give up on that drug addict. Don't give up on that homosexual. They can be saved. And just like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, of those kind of folks with those sins or addictions, such were some of you. You know, I wasn't born a Christian. The day I was born, I was not a Christian. Nobody is born a drug addict. I mean, now we're not talking about crack babies, but nobody's born a drug addict. Nobody is born a homosexual. God wouldn't say so much against it if He made people that way. The only thing that makes people that way is Satan. So don't blame God, blame Satan, because he has to change them after they're born. Although they got that old nature, he makes sure that he develops the power of that old nature. Now, too often we look at someone as Jeremiah, who was also called from his mother's womb, or John the Baptist. But what if I said, each of you hearing my voice right now, were also called from your mother's womb? Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10 says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." You get saved by grace, you live the Christian life by grace. You see, He's already planned your life. He had a plan for your life. Now, you've got to decide whether you're going to accept it or reject it, but He has a plan for your life. So it says in Ephesians chapter 1, 4, "According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." Yes, you were chosen before the foundation of the world. That is when you were chosen. Not just for salvation, but you were chosen to be holy and without blame. That's a specific call on each of us. We need to know and do it. You say, Pastor, you mean this predestination thing is actually true? Well, yeah, in a sense, Romans 8:29 says we're predestined, if you're saved, to be conformed to the image of Christ. Now, if you mean by predestination that back before creation ever come into existence, God already determined whether I was going to go to heaven or to hell, and he predestined me to hell, and he predestined somebody else to heaven? No, that's not right. That's not scriptural. That is completely wrong. You see, people are predestined, yes, as saved people walk with him. Now, let me say this. You say, well, weren't we elected before the world? Well, it's kind of like salvation. Jesus died on the cross for my sins, shed his precious blood, and paid for it in full about 2,000 years ago. Now, I had not been born yet. I had not sinned yet. So every sin I ever have or ever will commit had not happened yet. Okay. But by faith, that is applied to my account. For he said, for whosoever will, let him come. He said that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that he'd have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That is his will. That is his desire. He wants you to be saved. Now, don't argue with me about it. Argue with God because it's his word. But what I want you to see is this. He wants me to be saved. He wants you to be saved. But it's up to us to accept or reject it. That blood from 2,000 years ago, and that election from before the foundation of the earth. Both of them are applied to us at salvation. That's why if a man dies without Christ, his name is blotted out of the book of life. Because he was elected already, but then he would not receive it, so he's blotted out of the book of life. Now, while walking down life's pathway, thinking he had surpassed all people, and that he had really arrived. And since he thought that his works were pleasing to God as he persecuted the church, doing everything he knew, that old boy didn't have any peace. Jesus said to him on the road to Damascus, "Is it hard for you to kick against the pricks, against all that conviction?" Serving God, if he thought he was serving God, and like putting Stephen to death, and yet, there's no peace. John 16:2 says, "And they shall put you out of the synagogue, yea, the time cometh." Jesus says that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Now he recognized what truly pleased God and changed his life. It was God's grace. Now, it's interesting that in Greek, there's actually an article before God showing the God, meaning he is directing their attention to God to show it is all about God. The apostle wasn't making it about himself. He did not say, well, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have happened. If it wasn't for me, that wouldn't have happened. Anytime you hear a preacher or anybody in the church start talking about if it wasn't for me, get away from them before the lightning hits them out of heaven and realize they're building themselves instead of Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is what he is by the grace of God. He was led of God to be taught by God and to be transformed by God. Next, he was led of God to be trained by God. And we see this in verses 16 and 17. He says, "To reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen." Well, it's of little avail to have Christ revealed to us, if we don't allow him to be revealed in us before the world. Paul allowed it. And when Paul allowed Christ to be manifested in him and through him before the world, he found out some true words of Jesus Christ in John 15:18-21, where Jesus said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, because you're not of the world. But I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So, again, Paul is a persecuted man, but when you read the book of Philippians, unlike before his salvation when he's kicking against the pricks, now he's talking about his joy. His joy. Now, when people water down the word, usually what they're doing is they're trying not to be hated and persecuted by the world. Now, the world knows him not. That is why they get mad when we name sin and we call people to repentance. Well, don't give in to those religious charlatans who give what they call a positive-only gospel. It's not something new. In Isaiah chapter 30, the people were doing the same thing, saying, speaking to us smooth things, prophesying to us deceits, don't tell us the truth. And you can find that in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 through 11. See, they want a gospel, but they want a gospel of another kind. That's why you read in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17, he says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Listen, there are no compromises between the flesh and the spirit. God doesn't try to compromise with the flesh, and the flesh will take everything that belongs to God that it can. There's no compromise. People try to work out compromise, and when they do, they always mar the holiness of God, and therefore they sin when they're willing to give up a part of God and His Word in order to gain what they think is a good thing. They think it's right to do wrong in order to accomplish right, and my friend, that is always wrong. That's why it says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh in Galatians 5:16. He also says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 and 25, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Those affections and lust are plural there. He says, you crucified the flesh with those things. He says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.